is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I also like to welcome my co-host, Lynn Glukoff, back to the program this week.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on. We missed you all last week, of course.
Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. It's great to have you back. And we had a great question of the week. Lynn posted this on our social media page about what therapy or device do you think has been the most helpful for your child with autism? And also, did it do anything as far as improvements? And what has been the improvement? And just remember that all the children are different. So we're very curious about the answers, and obviously these will vary on this issue. So we put this out there on her Facebook social media page, Lynn. So share with us some of the comments that came in from this.
Like I said, it was interesting because the depending on the level of the child and depending on the parent, the answers definitely varied a lot, which I suspected would happen, which is interesting. The first person just said time has been the most helpful. I think it was that the person meant the child telling time or learning how to tell time. The second person said computers, alone time with the computer so my son can explore freely and whatever interests him, at least an hour. Wow, that's cool. I wish I had that. Okay, three, compassion and understanding. That's a great answer, I thought. Four, behavior therapy, which a lot of us refer to as ABA, and a lot of us know that term all too well. The next person said speech therapy. My son had trouble talking, and speech therapy improved his abilities in so many ways. It was just awesome. Next person put a weighted blanket. I never tried that with my son. I don't know if he would respond to that, but I have heard from people that that's
It actually is a great tool. It's funny. We tried it probably, I want to say, 3 or 4 years ago. Actually, a woman that I was working with, Tina, she sent it from Minnesota. This woman makes them according to your child's weight and size. And they sent it to us in the mail. And let me tell you, it was heavy. This blanket probably weighs about 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was pretty heavy. So anyway, we tried this blanket. And the first night we tried it, he slept like a baby. He didn't wake up. And I was worried because I was like, oh, maybe this is too heavy. Can he breathe under there? You know, all that. So, but he did really wonderful, and it's been a blessing. And we never leave home without that blanket if we go somewhere.
Okay.
So it might be something you want to try for sure. And a lot of parents and listeners out there, it's definitely something if you're having a lot of sleep issues with your child, it might be something that you might want to try with nighttime.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And someone else wrote in, the other replies here are so encouraging. My daughter's greatest tool currently is the internet, the friendships, knowledge, and support that she has received via the powerful tool, via that powerful tool. So I guess she meant the internet and making friendships. through the internet. That's interesting. The last person put a lot of patience and allowing him to make choices, what to drink, what clothes to wear, etc. He is nonverbal, so this does require a bit more time. So, like I said, it was really a wide range of things that people said were the most helpful, you know, for their child. For me personally, I think ABA was definitely, without ABA, I don't think Michael can learn. So that would be the number one thing for Michael that helped him the most, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things too, Lynn. I'm sure it's a lot of stuff that you're doing at home too with him.
Right. Right.
You know, I think it's everything in a nutshell, and I never put one specific thing. Like ABA for Jonathan really didn't work well. You know, so I think every child's different, you know.
That's it.
They learn differently, so I think you have to find your niche and something how to connect learning to your child. And
well, that's true, but I did see, I think somebody had written in on one of the support groups, like, how do you know if the ABA is working? And I knew immediately with my son, he was not responding to any other therapy, and all of a sudden with ABA, it was like he was able to learn things. So he needed that constant repetition and being able to, and I just saw right away that he definitely needed that. That was the only way that he could learn, was the repetition. I mean, yeah, there's some negative things to it. And now as he's getting older, you know, it's harder because it's very routine and, you know, there's definitely some negatives to it. They're trying to make it a little more flexible these days than they did back, you know, when he was young. But he still needs that constant repetition, that constant rote, because he has regression, Michael. If you don't constantly do it, the same thing over and over again, he will regress. So for me, that was a big help. The iPad was a huge, huge help now. We're trying to really get him to use that to communicate. But, yeah, I mean, for us, I think also he definitely, you know, from day one, the acceptance and understanding that, you know, this is the way he is and we love him for who he is and we don't, you know, expect more from him. You know, I mean, I think you have to accept your child, and I think a lot of parents have a hard time with it. You know, they have a hard time being able to face it and just, you know, embracing the child that they are with the autism, because you can't separate the child and the autism. They go together.
Right, right. No, of course. You know, it's funny. You were talking about how ABA helped Michael.
Right.
What we found that worked best with Jonathan was called the Miller Method, which addresses children's bodies, organization, social interaction, communication, both in clinical and also the classroom settings. It works a little bit differently. There's also this, you probably heard of the Stanley Greenspan method, or floor time is another one.
Floor time.
The Miller method's kind of like a little bit of a combination of ABA and floor time. So it's a little bit of a contrast between the two. And it seemed to work fairly well for Jonathan, because the two major strategies that they use in the Miller method, just so people are aware, because, you know, people may have never even heard of this before.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the developmental the progress involves the transformation of children, like children that line up blocks or, you know, stimulations or something like that. And what they do is they turn them into functional behaviors. And it's a systematic and repetitive introduction of a lot of developmental relative activities. Includes and involves a lot of objects and also people. A lot of activities are chosen to fill developmental gaps, and the process is facilitated by narrowing the children's actions when they're slightly elevated, about 2.5 feet above the ground. And they use like an elevated square and similar challenging structures. And a lot of times what they do is they'll elevate the children's enhances sign words, guidance of behavior, body awareness, as well as motor planning and social emotion contact. It also helps the child transition from one engaging object or event to another, or from an object involvement to representational of play. And parents play, of course, we played a big part in the intricate role of the program and helped generalizing the child's achievements. So,
That's great.
You know, the philosophy behind it is that they maintain that every child, no matter how withdrawn or disorganized, is trying to find a way to cope with the world. And their task is to help that child use every capacity or fragment of the capacity to achieve this, because they're all different, you know, how they respond. So Like I said, there's many different things. And you can go online and also read about the Miller Method, also read about the Stanley Greenspan Method, and also read about ABA therapy, because these are all very important, intricate parts for our children with autism for learning, for sure. So right. Just want to kind of put that out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't know. Did your school district cover that or no?
Well, what happened was originally Jonathan was in a program in our county or our town. And they actually, I think I told you the story once before, is that he was too severe for the program. It was fairly a new program. And he actually got kicked out of the program and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my wife had to quit her job for a while and stay home with him for a couple of months until we could find somewhere to go. And then we were lucky enough to find Park Lake School in Rockaway, New Jersey.
They have the Miller. Okay.
And they do the Miller Method there. So they do.
Right. I know, like, around here, they won't cover anything except ABA. Like, it's...
Right. Because that's the standard. I mean, let's face it. ABA is definitely the standard. It definitely does work. It has a really good, strong track record, of course.
Right.
So that's...
But, I mean, I had researched also other methods. But right. I know that the school district will not cover anything that's not ABA.
Yeah, no, you always wonder, like, how would, Michael do with, like, the Miller Method or something like that?
I had looked into it. I don't think for him it would have worked.
You don't know, though.
Needs to,
it's for true.
That's true. I don't know, but I don't, I guess to me, I always say I don't look back. I just look forward.
Of course.
Yeah, I look at how far he's come, and he's doing very well now. I mean.
He's come a long way. He's made a lot of progress.
He's very, severe, and he needs somebody. In fact, I'm actually having him reevaluated now, so because of the severity and because of the fact that he does need somebody on him 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm sort of changing up his home. We're trying to change up his home program a little bit because all those daily living skills, to me, at 13, we've got to start thinking about what's going to happen to him. Come the future, and you're constantly advocating for your child, and I think
absolutely, it's every day.
Our district, I'm lucky that my district is very good, and they really respect me, and they really try to, they've always been very helpful, so
yeah,
I can't complain, thank goodness.
Sure. No, you have a good program for Michael in place, for sure.
Yeah, so overall, but I think also definitely he knows he's loved and he knows he's accepted, and I think that probably is the number one thing.
Absolutely.
Parent
it starts
child,
at home. It starts with home, and the parents have to give their child confidence. It's about building their confidence and believing in them.
A loving, nurturing, I think for any, even a typical child, obviously, the parents have to get along and, and they have to feel that love and acceptance. And, it was funny because something happened. I said I had to go over. My husband and I disagree sometimes, but you know what? When it comes down to it, and I had just wrote this on the support group, when it comes down to it, we both want what's best for Michael. And even though we don't always agree, he has his strengths with certain things, and I have my strengths with certain things. So, you work as a team, and I think that I have to start looking at that sometimes instead of thinking, oh, I'm the primary caretaker, I know everything about. No, he also knows his son, and he also spends time with his son.
Of course.
So, I had listened to your program about the dads, and it's true, the dads do have the ones that are home, or do, even if they work. I mean, they still know their son, and it's still their child. So,
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of things that just being in a workplace environment that Gary's better with, factual type of things that I'm not as good at. So, it was something that came down to, what was in his IEP, and my husband is always there with me at the meetings and always making sure, and he plays the tough guy. I need him to play the tough guy.
Yeah, well, it's good. You need the good cop, bad cop scenario sometimes when you go into these IEP meetings because they could be rough. Because a lot of times, let's face it, you know this and I know this and many of the listeners know it too. They want to try to give you as little service as they can sometimes
because
it costs money. It comes down to dollars. I mean, you hate to say that, but it's the truth. I mean, it comes down to the dollars.
And as they get older, it doesn't end. I mean, I hate to tell people this, but it's true. It just doesn't end. You have to keep fighting and fighting. And you got to be on top of them all the time. And even the best of programs, which I would say Michael is in, I can't ask for better services or a better district or a better school. He's really in a really good program.
Yeah, he is.
Even in the best of programs, you've got to be on them. I mean, next week I'm visiting school, on the teacher. I feel like it's a full-time job. Like, if your child's not verbal, especially, can't tell you anything, you need to be involved.
You need to be there frequently. And a lot of times I think it's best to show up unannounced, too.
Yeah,
is you kind of just go there and you just come in.
You know? They allow that at your son?
I've done it. I don't know if it's allowed or frowned upon or whatever, but I know I've shown up sometimes just out of the blue. And I don't know if it's, you know, I just show up. So, but they're very, you know, welcoming. They never make you feel awkward you show up or anything.
Sure they would.
They're always very, like, you know, receptive. They're like, oh, no, come on in, you know.
Right.
So I usually try not to do that because I don't want to disturb Jonathan, especially in school, because sometimes what will happen. I notice if I go in there, he'll see me and want to go to me.
Yeah, that's it.
And also I think he thinks that I might be there to take him home, so he wants
to
go home.
Take him home, yep.
So sometimes he'll want to do that too.
Yeah.
But he does love his school. He loves his his friends at school, you know. He gets to know them a little bit. You know, I think he's familiar with his surrounding. And you know, we might not, you know what they're thinking, obviously, because he's nonverbal. But I know that, you know, he has friends. I know he knows faces and he's familiar with his surroundings and familiar with the people he's with every day, for sure. So, you know, we don't know. Like I said, sometimes we'd love to be inside their head and know their thoughts and what they're thinking. But sometimes we can tell by just reading their facial expressions.
Definitely.
You know, we still don't know.
Michael is all in his eyes.
Because I know he has a few friends at school, you know, always talking to him. And, you know, and you could tell, like, he's listening and he's probably comprehending, you know, some of the stuff they're saying to him and, you know, knows that it's a friend, you know. But it's hard. It can be very hard sometimes. And, like, you know, we've talked about this many times about birthday parties and stuff like that, you know, because he'll get invited to birthday parties. And I've brought him to a couple of them. But, you know, he's not like a lot of his other classmates because most of them are verbal. You know, he is not, however. And so it makes it a little bit different, you know. But he still likes to have fun. And obviously he likes to play and stuff like that. So
They're kids just like
so he's a kid. Else. You know, you got to treat him that way. And his birthday's coming up next month. He'll be 12.
And mine too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Michael's,
He's a little guy. Yeah, exactly. He's not so little anymore, but yeah, he's going to be...
No, he's not so little, but he...
13.
It was funny you say that because, you know, we just started taking him to the... Well, I just posted pictures on the internet about, you know, with my friends anyway, just of his basketball and special needs. And, you know, I think he's at the age, or maybe he's just developmentally now... knows that these are other kids, because for a while he really wasn't that into, you know, being with like other kids. But I think it's just like he knows this is something that he's involved in. It's his, you know, his peers, and it's for him, and he enjoys it. That like he needs that, you know, on the now he needs the social because he can't socialize. But at least he can be involved in certain things, you know, we have Special Olympics as Hope Saves the Day, I know, you know, does the Special Olympics swim team. And
yeah, speaking of the swim team, while you're on that subject, just want to let everybody know, in Montclair YMCA on March 21st, Team Hope will be competing. We have 17 team members from Team Hope competing that day for our first local meet. So it's just amazing how the numbers have grown for the team. We have over 60 swimmers now in our program, which is pretty credible when we started out with just about a little over a dozen. So it's just amazing how over the years, and, you know, these are just one of our many programs that, you know, we need the public support to keep these going and funding. You know, we need your donations. So, like I said, every dollar means a lot. So, you know, feel free to go to autismradio.org and make a donation. Also, we want to make sure we put this out there, Lynn. Coming up, March the 22nd, we have the Pamper Me event, which my co-host, Lynn Glukoff, is being honored at. So we want to get that out there. I know, I think there's still tickets, I think, available for this event. I don't think she closed the ticket sales just yet.
No, she just again today.
So I'm sure you'll be able to contact Sadie Brody. But if you go to Facebook and look up Pamper Me event, you'll be able to you know, find out more information about it and how to buy tickets and all that. It's a great event. It's Mothers for Children with Autism, and our very own, like I said, Lynn Glukoff's being honored this year, which is really cool. So we're really, really proud of you, and you know, we're happy to be there, and we'll be there as well. Obviously, I'll be there, and a bunch of the Autism Radio team. So you know, if you are coming out or thinking about coming out to this event, you know, definitely buy your tickets today and come out and visit us for sure.
Yeah,
and enjoy it.
Very exciting.
You know, it's going to be great.
Excited to meet us.
It's going to be a great event.
See you guys. Yeah.
And
well, thank you, Paul, for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. And we also want to let everybody know, Park Lake School is having their gala at the Brownstone on April the 24th, actually, and it's going to be at the Brownstone. It's $65 per ticket. Includes a full buffet, dinner, and an open bar. And you can email Garrett. PLSPTA@gmail.com, or you can call the toll-free number or the toll number. It's 973-983-1099, or you can call 1-877-HOPE-777, which is our toll-free number, and you can leave a message there, and we can put you in touch with Sandy Garrett for that event. But also, big event coming out there, September the 18th from 7 to 11. It's our first annual casino night, and it's called Betting on Our Children's Futures, and it's at the Bethwood in Totowa, New Jersey. It's $95 per person, and this includes a full buffet, open bar, okay, of premium liquor, $100 in casino money for gambling, and tons of prizes and winners. We also have a silent auction. And of course, we're going to have a wonderful DJ there as well playing music, and there's plenty of dance floor, so if you want to dance, you can do that too. It's just a great couples night out, so be sure to go to autismradio.org and check out that event there. So we want to thank Lynn for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you.
And we look forward to talking to everyone again next week on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. We wish everybody a great week, as always. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Bye.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. Remember, hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. Remember, hope saves the day.